This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Heplin. A year after Arkansas reached a record number of children in foster care and the governor said the system was in crisis, the state's top child welfare officials say significant improvements have been made, but they also acknowledge today that there's still much more work that needs to be done. For more than an hour and a half, the directors of the Department of Human Services and its Division of Children and Family Services detailed changes that have been made. Many of the recommendations were provided to Governor Asa Hutchinson by an outside child welfare expert. DHS Director Cindy Gillespie praised the governor for then implementing a plan last November and convincing the legislature to provide funding this year.
Last year's plan was a bold plan, but it required resources. And he dug in, looked at it in depth with us for several weeks, and said, go, and gave us the resources to get going, and has supported us throughout. Holds us accountable for it, as he should.
Stats written on a wall in the director's conference room suggested there had been improvements for things like reducing the caseload for family service workers from 28 each last year to 22 this year, thanks to hiring more caseworkers. There were also increases in the number of foster family homes in the state and a reduction in the number of overdue investigations.
Over the last year, it has actually been really amazing to watch the work and effort that has gone on, not just by Director Martin and her team, but also by the rest of DHS and by our partners outside.
DHS's Division of Children and Family Services Director Misha Martin said key in reducing the number of children in foster care has been using emergency shelters as a last option.
Safe and appropriate relatives are absolutely the best option. And if there's not a safe and appropriate relative, we want kids in a family. And if they need some type of treatment in a more treatment setting, then that should be a short-term intervention to get them back to the family setting. So a lot of our work in the moving beyond the crisis was specifically related to placement. So we reduced the use of emergency shelters so that, one, we would have slots available when kids did need to come into care and be placed in an emergency shelter.
Martin said an increase this year in state funding for mental health services will make a big difference. That will include treatment for parents with substance abuse issues so that children are not endangered in their home.
We have to remember that more than 50% of our children enter foster care as substance abuse and neglect as a factor. And so that is really key in tying in with those community-based providers for services and substance abuse treatment to work on prevention, and if foster care is needed for a short-term intervention, that they can move quickly back into their homes once those services and it's safe for those children to return.
A plan for phase two of improving child welfare was released at the meeting. It called for continuing to expand the number of caseworkers through better salaries, reducing caseloads, and increasing the number of foster homes that take children six and up along with their siblings. In a written statement, Governor Hutchinson said while there's still much more work to be done, the report shows the state is heading in the right direction. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.